Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secure retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in. Because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fun Podcast. I'm the Big Mike.
Mike Zlatnik, and today it is my pleasure and a privilege to welcome David Seymour. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Mike, how are you, buddy?
Great to have you. I know you hail from Boston. I'm in Brooklyn. I've been in Boston many times. Kind of Northeast is so cool. I love Boston. Yeah, the winter is a little tougher, but beyond that, it's a great city.
Yeah, it's the only time the Yankees and the Red Sox can have a good conversation is when we're doing it over a podcast like this. Otherwise, there's no love in the room.
For the record, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. I'm not really a baseball fan, so I'll take a step back. I'm in New York City. I'm not Jets and Giants. I'm Buffalo Bills. How about that?
So here you go. I'm sorry. Okay, Mike? I'm sorry. That's all I got to say for you.
Listen, that rivalry goes back many years, and it's a friendly rivalry. So
yeah,
all right, so let me introduce you. So sure. Dave is a retired firefighter. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Become a top real estate instructor during the last market crash. He's an expert in commercial real estate, multifamily, and ground-up construction development transactions. Dave started on A&E Flipping Boston, as well as on CBS, ABC, CNBC, Fox News. You know, wonderful resume. He helps both new and large investor groups through complex deals at Freedom Venture Investments. That's your company. And you have a Legacy Alliance is his educational outlet showing busy professionals how to master investing for cash flow and equity. Welcome.
Well done. Well done. Every time I hear that read, I think to myself, they got to shorten it up, number one. And number two, I look over my shoulder and I say, who is that guy? It's been a heck of a journey to be where I was to where I am. You know, one minute I'm running into burning buildings. Next minute I'm running a private equity company. So it's
How did that transition happen?
Long story short, I'm an immigrant to this country. I was born in London, England. I immigrated in 1986, just a young kid, working class background. You know, I don't come from Yale or jail. Thank the Lord. thank God. I followed a plan that I think many folks, especially in the U.S. and also back in the U.K., my roots is, you know, this emphasis and re-emphasis on working class, right? Trading 40, 60, 80 hours a week for somebody else's money. And I followed that plan. It was given to me by my father. It was given to him by his father. So there's no mystery to it. But when I came to the States, America's kind of unique in the sense that you can actually spend more money than you earn. And I was incredibly good at that. And, you know, you carry in debt, the struggles of debt. And during the market crash 2005 through to 2009-10, it really brutalized me as a man. I'll be frank with you. I was losing a primary residence. I was losing my family. It was a very bad time for me. I am a man of faith. I'm praying to my big guy, and I'm like, I need some answers. I'm not hearing him direct. I expected him to send me a text or an email, tell me what to do, but he didn't. But what he did do was I turned on the radio in my pickup truck, and there was a commercial on there, and it was Teach Me Foreclosure, a free 1.5-hour seminar coming to your neck of the woods, learn how to do real estate, no money down. So I'm a product of that educational environment. And I think the difference between myself and maybe some of my peer group was I entered real estate and real estate investing, Mike, with the same mentality that I fought fires. I found mentorship and guidance. I found a team. I never gave up. There was always an eye on the prize. Work ethic was never a challenge, right? It's not always how hard you work. It's how smart you work. And if you look to your left and your right, is there trust, right? If I'm going into a building, I got to trust that the guy going with me is going to watch my back. And I know it sounds so rudimentary, but I bought that with me, brother. I really did. I bought that with me into real estate. And, you know, we got some trajectory. I became known as the one of the top distressed single family asset investors in Massachusetts. I worked alongside the state. The Attorney General's office had a couple of programs for taking back properties from the banks who had abandoned these assets. And, you know, we got them fixed up. We got them back on the market. So once you can align yourself with state and local government and you're known as one of the good guys, that also opens doors. Landed me an opportunity to do the reality TV show, which you mentioned there, Flipping Boston, on the A&E network. And that was just a third party experience, like an out of body experience. 1 minute I'm sitting in a firehouse watching these shows, and the next minute I'm actually on these shows. But the real value in that was the perception of expertise, right? Look, the internet, the social media, marketing, business awareness, it's such a crowded world out there. We can see anything and everything within seconds. So how do you separate yourself from the rest of the crowd? And I was blessed that the TV show did that for me. Oh, that's Dave from Flipping Boston. Yeah, I'll talk to him, or I'll invite him in. I'll take his meeting. I'll listen to what he has to say. And that just moved us along the learning curve to, being multifamily owners, duplexes, triplexes, 6, 10, 12-plex properties. I've owned assets in BC neighborhoods. I've owned assets in CD neighborhoods, right?
Is this all in Boston or you?
Across the country, Mike. The portfolio that was, hardcore property management was in Maine, up in the Maine markets. And there's a lot of poverty in that market, man. But if you've got the right team, once again, you can go in there and earn a good living and be a good service. So, I owned those. I liquidated those. I've been on the lending side, hard money lending, private lending. And then during COVID, we transitioned into where we are today, more of a private equity company, just hunting and picking Delta in various markets throughout the U.S. for our investors, primarily high net worth individuals, accredited investors. And, they put capital with us with an expectation of, minimum of 21 to 25% IRR. We want them to feel good about an 8% pref if we put it on the pro forma. We want them to feel good and understand that, we show maybe a 2x or a 3 equity multiple on an asset, that we can achieve those things. So, that's where we work, primarily in Southwest Florida. And we're taking some hits right now, I'll be frank with you. Florida market's kind of interesting. It's kind of like the redheaded stepchild at times. It takes the beating first, you know what I mean? And but if you buy right, if you make sensible underwriting, you stay conservative, stress test the pro formas, it gives us confidence that we'll get through. Stay alive in 25. And start the fix in 26. That's our company motto right now. So we're working.
I've heard these stories, and by the way, the issue is broad around the country. I mean,
for sure,
having an open, honest conversation, the market reset in a huge way when the rates spiked, and lots of his assets also became it turned out to be more difficult to operate than people thought. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. You said Southwest Florida. I assume it's somewhere between Naples and Tampa in that range.
Yeah, the I-4 corridor.
So what are you doing today? So it's kind of one of those things where all these pro forma projections, these high IRRs that were all paper guesstimates and turn out to be, if you can get people their money back or even a portion of their money back today, that's already a pretty good outcome. So what are you doing now? Obviously, existing assets, it's a survival. It's a battle to survive. New assets... It's a great time to buy. Are you buying today? Are you finding these great deals from distressed sellers? It's back to 2008, 2009 days when the market reset and you can get these things at a deep discount, right?
Yeah. So look, you're right on the money. So what we're doing is focusing on how to capitalize on exactly what you talk about, the distressed market. I don't know the exact numbers. Our team pulled them up, but there's something like $1.2 billion. In distressed commercial multifamily paper that's coming into the market.
Trillion, not billion. It's trillion.
Is it trillion? There you go.
The number is
it's ridiculous. Whatever that number is, it's not comprehensible to either you or I, right? It's zeros on a piece of paper. But you and I both know also that's opportunity. So how do you capitalize on something like that? Well, if I can just capitalize on 25 bips of that marketplace, that's a pretty good payday. So how do you do that? How do you scale on a number like that? And we stepped back and we looked at it. And if I could, right, imagine a qualified team of deal finders, for want of a better term, who are experts in analysis, underwriting, communication, et cetera, et cetera. if we could send those team members out into the marketplace, show them where we see opportunities, you know, the macro pockets within each market, what would it be like, we said, as a company, what would it be like if they could bring that deal flow back to us? Obviously, criteria, 50 to 100 units, we want to see the opportunity for repositioning and increasing NOI. Can we buy at pennies on the dollar? All of the stuff that we know about. And we said, yeah, we can do that, but we can only do it through education. Just because somebody says they know something and can do something, you know, I've found in my career, maybe you have as well, it doesn't always mean that's truth. But if I've trained them, if they've gone through almost a mini collegiate experience with us, then I have a higher level of confidence that what they're doing and what they're saying has credibility to it. So that's what we're doing with Legacy Alliance Masterclass. We're putting these people through this program. They'll invest a small amount of money in that program. It's just our cost to carry that program through. You're and then they're qualified to actually do some deals. Business with us. Sorry, Mike?
Yeah, so that mastermind is catered towards smaller entrepreneurs who want to find these type of deals. So you're basically finding these jockeys who you think they're worth doing business with, and you're teaching them how to do it. Mm-hmm. That's basically
mastermind. Yeah, if you look at, say you take the average American corporate individual, right? Maybe they're earning, I don't know, $250, $300 a year. That's a nice paycheck, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less, whatever. But they're also paying into 401k systems and pension plans. Which when you do a deeper dive on those numbers and where we're going, even in an inflationary environment that is maybe not as truthful as we're led to believe, when you start looking at the cost of inflation, you know, a lot of these long-term retirement plans, yeah, you can survive, but we don't work, you know, 25, 30, 40 years to survive. I hope our plan is to thrive into retirement. So we look at those individuals and we say, can you carve off 5-10 hours a week after being shown how to get into this game, this multifamily investing game? Can you carve that time out and walk away from your corporate job? Keep on working all of those things over there. But what if we can boost, right? Boost it. What if you got an extra $15,000 a month coming in, you know, in cash flow off of an asset portfolio? You know, what does retirement look like 10, 20 years down the line? And the sad thing is so much of these models that retirement companies use, they just don't take into consideration the fact that we're living longer and longer and longer. They don't take that into consideration, right? You'd retire at 55, you die at 65. That was the cut and paste plan. Well, today we know we're kicking around in our early 90s, some of us. And I don't want to be laying in a cot in my kid's basement because that's all I can afford at the end of the day. So without getting too sidetracked on it, that's who we focus on. We focus on folks who want to velocitize their retirement accounts. They want to follow our plan. I'm not interested in opinions. I'll be frank, and I hope I don't care if I hurt anyone's feelings. We've made all of our own mistakes, so we don't need to entertain anybody else's. Follow the plan, and you know, we're beginning to see some nice traction. So that's where we're spending our time today, Mike.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So that mastermind teaches people how to do it, makes a lot of sense. I go to multiple masterminds, and I can tell you that, yeah, it's always good to be part of a strong community and follow a well-developed system. So for sure, and multifamily, any commercial real estate is a team sport.
Yeah, for sure.
Far more than resi. Residential, you could do a lot of projects. You know, you can buy an apartment or small apartment building and run it yourself, but in general, any kind of scale, it's absolutely a team sport. So let's continue. How are you doing capital raising today? So on a deal flow front, it's kind of one of those things where deal flow is I don't want to call it easy, but it's gotten way better. Yeah. And the deals are steeper discounts, and it's not volume, but it's a precision. You can find individual motivated seller situation. You can find a great deal. You're not looking to do 10 deals. You're looking to do one great deal, right? So I think, but that's easier to find, especially in multifamily today. And as time passes, more pressure builds up. It's kind of like the Fed started to cut, but the too little, too late per se. So
for sure, agreed.
On a capital front, what we see, and you probably see the same thing. A lot of investors wrote their checks in 2020, 21, 22. Mm-hmm. That money is stuck or lost, right? Whichever is better. Getting new checks is not easy. Either you got to get new investors or you got to get people who still have fresh capital flowing in. I'm just curious if you have any interesting observations on this front.
I do. And maybe you'll appreciate this. Good news travels slow, bad news travels fast, right? We know that. So what we found is, and we made a decision with this early on, is to be 100% transparent 100% of the time. Rather than just sitting in and waiting for an uncomfortable conversation, have it earlier rather than later. And, you know, your framework and context was, you know, money that's trapped or money that unfortunately could be lost. And I had one of those conversations recently with an investor, and just to give you a big scope on it, the money's trapped. It was supposed to be out in 3 to 5. It looks like it's going to be out in 5 to 10, right? It's not lost. It's still in. It's still working. We're doing our very best. We're fighting some forces beyond our control, but we do the best that we can. And there's nothing more refreshing to have that conversation with an investor and them say, okay, well, what else do you have? And I think the only reason that they can then ask that question and us give them an opportunity to come into some other project, because we're working other projects, is because of the transparency on the way through. And anybody who's in this business as an owner operator, as the GP in any scenario, I beg of you to just be an open book with your investors. I beg of you to do that. It's not pleasant. Let's just be frank. It's not pleasant. It's a lot of egos in finance. We can be frank about that as well, right? The gold makes the rules. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And yet I would then say to them, well, why is your gold in the bank instead of out in the street working? I get it. So having uncomfortable conversations when they need to be had and doing your very best to not avoid those creates that true transparency and honesty that we have. And yes, we are always looking for new investors, right? So part of the Legacy Alliance education system is not only to educate, but there's also people in there with capital. So I might educate somebody, Mike. They're all, you know, piss and vinegar, and they love this thing, and they want to be multifamily owners. And then they go, wow, that looks like a way too much work. Hey, Dave, you got anything? Right? And they become an accredited investor. So it's a Trojan horse at the same time.
Yeah. So everything you said, I really love. I mean, honestly, kind of great minds think alike, and people with integrity behave through good times and bad times. And
yeah,
it's kind of funny that you say all these things, because we deal with this every day too. We've had these conversations. Yeah. I've had these conversations, and
yeah,
all you can do is be open and transparent. And some folks... I correct this joke. I've had people who yell at me. They say, Mike, you're such a smart guy, but you're also such an idiot. You should have seen. I said, yes. What should I have seen? Well, the Fed could have hiked interest rates. Yes, they kept the interest rates at ZERP. They gave people cocaine called ZERP, zero interest rate policy, for 20 years. ZERP. And suddenly you expect them to withdraw cocaine, and all these addicts are sort of having a really difficult time. Well, that's what happened.
Yeah.
And can you prepare for this? So long story short, steel market cycle, steel, all these things, and we all learn. And but these conversations are definitely transparent. They are open, transparent.
I had a call this morning with my attorney.
And some people will not. So what can you do about it?
You just keep going. What do? You keep going. I don't know about you, my friend. I don't think from meeting you on this podcast, I don't think you're in this game for the long, for the short run, right? We're in this for the long run. And we'll ride the cycles. You know, I was talking to my attorney this morning, Attorney Rosenberg, up here in the Boston market. And I'm like, Dave, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I give him the scenario on some deal challenges. And I'm an emotional guy. You know, when somebody says to me, Dave, I'm betting on you, the jockey, not the horse, I take that personally. But my attorney doesn't. He doesn't take anything personally. And he says to me, Dave, you did your due diligence to the best of your ability. You walked through the pro forma. You stress test the pro forma. You did everything that you were supposed to do. You shared that with your investors. Your investors noted that they were accredited. They read the PPM. They read the offering memorandums. They signed that paperwork. You never told them there was a guarantee, right? Never. You can lose every single penny when you invest with guys like us, ladies and gentlemen. Or you can double, triple your money in 3 to 5 years with us, ladies and gentlemen. You decide. Here's the information. So it's great that he can be that way, but it doesn't always feel that way for me as an individual, because I too have a family. I too have, you know, dreams, hopes, and aspirations. So it's not a business for the lighter heart, right? You got to be able to stand in your own shoes. Guy says to me one time, "Welcome to the big leagues, kid." I come from like the single family stuff. He says, "It's time to take off your short pants and put on your long pants." Here we go. I'm like, I get it.
Yeah, Dave, I appreciate that. Again, the words are the wise. Everything you're saying so resonates so, you know, so, such a truth and an openness. Mm. And that's the reality. I had exactly the same conversations. And you know, attorneys will always be, you know, legal protection, and if you're using good attorneys, you'll have the right paperwork. And but at the same time, still losing money, even for the forces outside of your control, blame the Fed or blame what, you know, it doesn't help. So, folks, the worst part is this, and we probably have to wrap up. The crazy part is this: long term, I believe real estate beats stock market.
Agreed.
Every day of the week except for when it doesn't, right? And we saw a period of time when the stocks have done remarkably well, while real estate market has had a very massive reset. So it's a little bit of that difficulty where people, you know, sell the 401k, sell the stocks, put the money in real estate, and now they get a 50% haircut, and they could have doubled their money. So the feeling is very. I mean, one of these people who sold some stocks that quadrupled in that time, and if I get half the money back, I'll be pretty happy. How crazy it is.
So
how would folks reach out to you? What's the best way? What's the website?
Look, if you're interested in an alliance with us and actually a partnership type relationship, then go to legacywealthmasterclass.com. Go on there, punch in your information, do your research. I mean, you know, I hate to say this, but it's not for everybody. It's only for a select few. You know, we're very particular on who we bring into that inner circle, but you can go there. I think my team will send you a couple of links as well, Mike, that you can put in any kind of show notes. If you want to reach out to me directly, just find me on LinkedIn, Dave Seymour, Seymour on LinkedIn. You'll see my beautiful face. It's actually an AI bot. I look a lot better in the AI photographs than I do in my own photographs. But you can find us. And then Freedom Venture Investments, freedomventure.com. freedomventure.com. You can find us there and see what we have going on.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate you sharing. Lots of great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And good luck with your journey on a forward basis. I'm sure you're going to do well. Appreciate you.
You too, man. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's slot name. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.